The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
This is the day of waiting. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday, April 16th, 2022, Holy Saturday. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Bernadette Soubirous, born in 1844 in the town of Lourdes in southern France. On February 11, 1858, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to Bernadette in a cave above the banks of the Gave River near Lourdes. There were 18 appearances in all, the final one happening on the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, July 16th. Lourdes has become one of the most popular Marian shrines in the world, attracting millions of visitors. Miracles have been reported at the shrine and in the waters of the spring. During her life, Bernadette suffered much. She died April 16th, 1879, at the age of 35. Saint Bernadette, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, in union with that divine intention with which you offered to God your praises on earth through your most sacred heart, and now offer them in the sacrament of the Eucharist everywhere, even to the end of time, I most gladly offer you throughout this entire day all my thoughts and intentions, all my affections and desires, all my words and deeds, in imitation of the most holy heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary Immaculate. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me and that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, for the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid. Lord Jesus, this is where we left you yesterday on Good Friday. After the trying vigil of Holy Thursday and after the extreme cruelty of Good Friday, your agony, suffering, and death on the cross, the last thing that is done to you after your death is this act of care, of charity, that you have a place to lie, that you have a place to rest. And Joseph of Arimathea is described here as someone who is waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. And on this day, when Jesus lies silently in the tomb, the whole church waits expectantly the resurrection. It's a day of silence in which our silence mirrors, parallels the silence of Jesus himself, resting in death in the tomb. And it's a day of waiting, a joyful, hopeful, even though still sad, waiting for the Lord, waiting for his resurrection. And waiting is tied to hope. In Latin, the word for hope is expecto. Expectare, it's one of the words for hope. Hope in the Lord. Expecto Dominum. And that's also the case in Hebrew. The Hebrew words for hope have this tie to waiting patiently for God, but waiting with the sense of expecting him to come, expecting his deliverance. Mary today is waiting for the resurrection. The church today is waiting for the resurrection. And Jesus himself, Jesus who prayed the Psalms throughout his life, Jesus' prayer many times was the prayer precisely of the Psalms. Well, we can imagine Jesus' soul is separated from his body in these hours, these days between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. We can imagine Jesus still praying the Psalms of hopeful expectation. Psalm 40 comes to mind. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. A great image of our Lord waiting in his death patiently for the resurrection. And that resurrection will be this great sign to the people and a great joyful praise of God. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. And waiting is difficult. When we want something to come, we kind of want it right now. If something is good, well, then we say, well, why wait? And yet waiting is important. It's a necessary aspect of our faith life when we go through trials. It's a necessary aspect of the history of salvation, the history of the church. Now we wait with joyful hope the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, help us today to wait with you, to wait with Mary, to consider that this time of waiting really drives home the point of your death, Lord, that you didn't just pretend to die on the cross. You really died, and you stayed in that tomb for at least a part of 3 days, Good Friday evening and night, Holy Saturday, and then into the vigil of Easter Sunday. You were dead for a while. And that time of death for us is a time of hopeful expectation, even though it's still tinged with the sadness of seeing you die yesterday. Tom Petty, an American rock star, had a hit in the 1980s, precisely called The Waiting. And the chorus went like this. The waiting is the hardest part. Every day you see one more card. You take it on faith. You take it to the heart. The waiting is the hardest part. And I don't know if the waiting is the hardest part of the Paschal Triduum. The hardest part was probably yesterday to see you, Lord, suffering so much and to realize that it was our doing, that our sins caused the passion, that you suffer that way for me. That was probably the hardest part and the most rewarding part at the same time. Nevertheless, the waiting is a hard part. We have to take it on faith. We only see one card at a time. We have to live a hopeful, faith-filled expectation of God's deliverance. And as Jesus lived this in his death, awaiting the resurrection, and as Mary lived that as co-redemptrix, so too in the trials in our life, in the difficult points in our life, we have to have this joyful, hopeful expectation. Patience endures us against difficult trials that last, that perdure. And we need it. It's a necessary virtue. Jesus, you yourself say, by your patience, you will win your souls. By your patience, we will win our souls. Trials that last a while are a testing of our faith and therefore an opportunity to grow in faith. An opportunity, Lord, to be faithful to you, to use our faith, our conviction of your goodness, our conviction of your plan, our conviction that when you send us things that are difficult, they're actually good for us, they're good for our souls. Those trials that perdure, those trials that we would rather have to be over, they are a chance for us to be faithful precisely by leaning on our faith, leaning on the goodness of God, leaning on the providence of God. And so there's a connection between faith, right? Having faith, the conviction that Jesus loves us, that God is our Father, that God is providential, and being faithful, right? Not giving up, not betraying our Lord in times of difficulty, not turning to some sinful distraction, or not turning in on ourselves when there's some trial that tests our patience. To be faithful to what we know to be true, to be faithful to the faith, the content of the faith, God's love for us, our salvation. And isn't this what Mary must have been doing today? Shocked, sad, in a certain sense, emotionally overwhelmed by the experience of seeing her son die, by consenting to it, right? Trying to support him in it, to be there for him. And yet, nevertheless, today, she exercises faithfulness through her faith. She believes in Jesus' promise that he will rise again. He assured her of that. He assured all of his disciples of that. And she believes it. And that faith helps her to be faithful today, not to despair, not to give in to self-pity or sadness. Lord Jesus, we ask you for that grace, the grace of Mary on Holy Saturday. Faithful, expectant waiting, faithful, joyful hope. And give it to us, Lord, especially in times in our life when there's some trial that stays with us, some problem that doesn't resolve itself quickly. Give us that patient hope so that we can live through it, leaning on our faith, on the promise of new life, a promise of your salvation and your resurrection. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect, my Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 12 minutes past the hour on Daybreak. There is no Mass celebrated today until the Easter Vigil tonight, but the Church continues to pray. And so we begin the liturgical day, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea. It belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hand.
Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake suffered death and was buried.
Shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words in foreign. You shall see the face of God and live. Be not afraid. I go. In the sea you shall not drown. If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. And if you stand before the power of hell and death,
in peace I will lie down and sleep,
In peace I will lie down and sleep.
When I call, answer me, O God of justice. From anguish you released me. Have mercy and hear me. O men, how long will your hearts be closed? Will you love what is futile and seek what is false? It is the Lord who grants favors to those whom he loves. The Lord hears me whenever I call him. Fear him, do not sin. Ponder on your bed and be still. Make justice your sacrifice and trust in the Lord. What can bring us happiness, many say? Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have put into my heart a greater joy than they have from abundance of corn and new wine. I will lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In peace I will lie down and sleep.
My body shall rest in hope.
My body shall rest in hope.
Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God, my happiness lies in you alone.
He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips.
O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight, since he is at my right hand. I shall stand firm.
And so my heart rejoices. My soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay.
You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
My body shall rest in hope.
Lift high the ancient portals. The King of Glory enters.
Lift high the ancient portals. The King of Glory enters.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lift high the ancient portals. The King of glory enters.
Take up my cause and rescue me.
Be true to your word. Give me life.
From the letter to the Hebrews. While the promise of entrance into his rest still holds, we ought to be fearful of disobeying, lest any one of you be judged to have lost his chance of entering. We have indeed heard the good news, as they did, but the word which they heard did not profit them, for they did not receive it in faith. It is we who have believed who enter into that rest, just as God said, "Thus I swore in my anger, they shall never enter into my rest." Yet God's work was finished when he created the world, for in reference to the seventh day, Scripture somewhere says, "And God rested from all his work on the seventh day." And again, in the place we have referred to, God says, "They shall never enter into my rest." Therefore, since it remains for some to enter, and those to whom it was first announced did not because of unbelief, God once more set a day, today, when long afterward he spoke through David the words we have quoted. Today, if you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Now if Joshua had led them into the place of rest, God would not have spoken afterward of another day. Therefore, a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. And he who enters into God's rest rests from his own work, as God did from his. Let us strive to enter into that rest, so that no one may fall, in imitation of the example of Israel's unbelief. Indeed, God's word is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates and divides soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the reflections and thoughts of the heart. Nothing is concealed from him. All lies bare and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account.
They buried the Lord and sealed the tomb by rolling a large stone in front of it.
They stationed soldiers there to guard it.
The chief priests asked Pilate for a guard.
They stationed soldiers there to guard it. The second reading from an ancient homily on Holy Saturday. Something strange is happening. There is a great silence on earth today. A great silence and stillness. The whole earth keeps silence because the king is asleep. The earth trembled and is still because God has fallen asleep in the flesh, and he has raised up all who have slept ever since the world began. God has died in the flesh, and hell trembles with fear. He has gone to search for our first parent as for a lost sheep, greatly desiring to visit those who live in darkness and the shadow of death. He has gone to free from sorrow the captives Adam and Eve. He is both God and the son of Eve. The Lord approached them, bearing the cross, the weapon that had won him the victory. At the sight of him, Adam, the first man he had created, struck his breast in terror and cried out to everyone, "My Lord be with you all." Christ answered him, "And with your spirit." He took him by the hand and raised him up, saying, "Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. I am your God, who for your sake have become your own son. Out of love for you and for your descendants, I now by my own authority command all who are held in bondage to come forth, all who are in darkness to be enlightened, all who are sleeping to arise. I order you, O sleeper, to awake. I did not create you to be held a prisoner in hell. Rise from the dead, for I am the life of the dead. Rise up, work of my hands, you who were recreated in my image. Rise, Let us leave this place, for you are in me and I am in you. Together we form only one person, and we cannot be separated. For your sake, I, your God, became your son. I, the Lord, took the form of a slave. I, whose home is above the heavens, descended to the earth and beneath the earth. For your sake, for the sake of man, I became a man, without help, free among the dead. For the sake of you, who left a garden, I was betrayed to the Jews in a garden and was crucified in a garden. See on my face the spittle I received in order to restore to you the life I once breathed into you. See there the marks of the blows I received in order to refashion your warped nature in my image. On my back, see the marks of the scourging I endured to remove the burden of sin that weighs upon your back. See my hands nailed firmly to a tree, for you who were once wickedly stretched out your own hand to a tree. I slept on the cross, and a sword pierced my side, for you who slept in paradise and brought forth Eve from your side. My side has healed the pain in yours. My sleep will rouse you from your sleep in hell. The sword that pierced me has sheathed the sword that was turned against you. Rise, let us leave this place. The enemy led you out of this earthly paradise. I will not restore you to that paradise, but I will enthrone you in heaven. I forbade you the tree that was only a symbol of life. But see, I, who am life itself, am now one with you. I appointed cherubim to guard you as slaves are guarded, but now I make them worship you as God. The throne formed by the cherubim awaits you, its bearers swift and eager. The bridal chamber is adorned. The banquet is ready. The eternal dwelling places are prepared. The treasure houses of all good things lie open. The kingdom of heaven has been prepared for you from all eternity.
Our shepherd, the source of the water of life, has died. The sun was darkened when he passed away, but now man's captor is made captive.
This is the day when our Savior broke through the gates of death.
He has destroyed the barricades of hell, overthrown the sovereignty of the devil.
This is the day when our Savior broke through the gates of death.
Let us pray. All-powerful and ever-living God, your only Son went down among the dead and rose again in glory. In your goodness, raise up your faithful people, buried with him in baptism, to be one with him in the eternal life of heaven, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Twenty-seven minutes before the hour on Saturday, April 16th, 2022, Holy Saturday. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. There is no Mass until this evening, so today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, is from this evening's Easter Vigil. The women visit the tomb from the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground,
"Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise."
And they remembered his words. Returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves, and he went home wondering at what had happened.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exults in God my Savior, for He has mercy on my lowliness, and my name will be forever exalted. For the mighty God has done great things for me.
Blessed Mother, on this Saturday of waiting, that's John Michael Talbot with the Magnificat, holy is his name, 21 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Saturday, April 16th, 2022, Holy Saturday. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church now in prayer. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
agony begins. He accepts the chalice of dying for my sins. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, will you let me stay? Share a sip from your cup, watch with you and pray. Betrayed and abandoned, dragged into a hall, though scourged by Roman soldiers, our sins hurt you most of all. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, defended by so few, so much blood from your wounds, how can I comfort you? Guilty, I see my sins instead. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, in your suffering, in your tears, in your blood, you stand as Christ the King. Embracing your cross, you start towards Calvary. Crushed by so much evil, you turn to look at me. Oh, Jesus, oh Jesus, did I hear you call, asking me to stay by you, to help you if you fall? You are my Lord. It seems though all has failed, for our salvation, Jesus, for us you were nailed. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, I have come to stay.
Love me, I call out.
Why don't you love?
I reach out.
Please.
love. Reach out these hands to please you, love. Oh, how I long for your love. I call out,
why don't you love?
Reach out these hands to please you, love. Oh, how I long.
You are my Lord, and
you are my Lord.
Though sinless, the Lord has been put to death. The world is in mourning, as for an only son.
Though sinless, the Lord has been put to death.
The world is in mourning, as for an only son.
Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. Guard my life from the dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil.
They sharpen their tongues like swords. They aim bitter words like arrows to shoot at the innocent from ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly.
They scheme their evil course. They conspire to lay secret snares. They say, "Who will see us? Who can search out our crimes?"
He will search who searches the mind and knows the depths of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock.
Then will all men fear. They will tell what God has done. They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Though sinless, the Lord has been put to death.
The world is in mourning, as for an only son.
From the jaws of hell, Lord, rescue my soul.
From the jaws of hell, Lord, rescue my soul.
Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart to the gates of the netherworld, where I shall be consigned for the rest of my years.
I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world.
My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread.
Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night, you give me over to torment.
Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits. Be my surety.
You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction, when you cast behind your back all my sins.
For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness.
The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness.
The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
From the jaws of hell, Lord, rescue my soul.
I was dead, but now I live forever, and I hold the keys of death and of hell.
I was dead. But now I live forever, and I hold the keys of death and of hell.
Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful deeds. Praise his surpassing greatness.
Oh, praise him with sound of trumpet. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes.
Oh, praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I was dead, but now I live forever, and I hold the keys of death and of hell.
A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, in their affliction they shall look for me. Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is he who has rent, but he will heal us. He has struck us, but he will bind our wounds. He will revive us after 2 days, and on the third day, he will raise us up to live in his presence. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For our sake, Christ was obedient, accepting even death on a cross. Therefore, God raised him on high and gave him the name above all other names.
For our sake, Christ was obedient, accepting even death on a cross. Therefore, God raised him on high and gave him the name above all other names.
Save us, O Savior of the world. On the cross, you redeemed us by the shedding of your blood. We cry out for your help, O God.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Save us, O Savior of the world. On the cross you redeemed us by the shedding of your blood. We cry out for your help, O God.
Let us pray. Our Redeemer suffered and was buried for us in order to rise again. With sincere love, we adore him, and aware of our needs, we cry out, Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ our Savior, your sorrowing mother stood by you at your death and burial.
In our sorrows, may we share your suffering.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ our Lord, like the seed buried in the ground, you brought forth for us the harvest of grace.
May we die to sin and live for God.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, the Good Shepherd, in death you lay hidden from the world.
Teach us to love a life hidden with you in the Father.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, the new Adam, you entered the kingdom of death to release all the just since the beginning of the world.
May all who lie dead in sin hear your voice and rise to life.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, Son of the living God, through baptism we were buried with you.
Risen also with you in baptism, may we walk in newness of life.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
All-powerful and ever-living God, your only Son went down among the dead and rose again in glory. In your goodness, raise up your faithful people, buried with him in baptism, to be one with him in the eternal life of heaven, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Our live broadcast of the Easter Vigil Mass from Rome begins at 12:30 p.m. today. The Saturday edition of Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the relevant radio app. You go out and make this a great and a holy day and weekend, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.